The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
We began our discussion regarding the tricks of shaitan, that what are some of the tricks that we can count shaitan on playing on us, but of course establishing the fact that these are not in any way an exhaustive list, right? But rather these are just some of the main tricks or khutuwat, the footsteps that shaitan takes us down. And the three things we said was, number one, shaitan will make us feel like we are the center of the universe. And we talked about how that works in our relationship with God. It is shaitan who creates and sustains fights between believers and between family, right? And so that original thought that, man, I really don't like that person, is just a dart shaitan threw, and I allow it to percolate, and I allow it to develop into actual animosity amongst people. And the third is that shaitan is a master of distraction, right, and wasting time. And what we have to always remember is that shaitan is just trying to win this round. He's not trying to win the entire battle at one time. Just this round, shaitan wants to win. We'll see you in the next round and see who wins. And so anytime we are distracted, shaitan wins. The last point is the fifth trick of shaitan. Yeah? And this is again something that happens to us quite often, but we don't realize it's actually shaitan just manipulating things, right? That he makes us forget the present and fall victim to false hopes. Yeah? That, that will happen. You know, if only this could happen. If only I could. Abba, what about now? Yeah? What do you have now? Right? What are you going to do with what you have now? You know, like hopes. You know, the idea of hopes. If you remember, I think it was 5 years ago, we had done an entire series on Tulul Amal, false hopes, because false hopes is considered one of the great sins that we can fall into. But when you analyze it from this lens, it's shaitan who is promoting these false hopes, right? Hopes are essential, right? Without hope, life, we would not have ambition in life. Hope is essential, right? Like I go to work hoping I'll get a paycheck so that I can pay my bills. That drives me to go to work, right? I go get an education with the hope that this will allow me to get a better job. That is hope, right? And that hope also exists in our relationship with God, right? So that I'm doing these things with the hope that I earn the pleasure of God. That is hope. Hope is essential. But what happens is, like, the aim of our hope should always be success in Akhirah. That's the ultimate goal. So whatever I'm striving for, it should be with that lens that this will bring me success in Akhirah. But the trick of shaitan, and this is where we blame other things, but this is the trick of shaitan, is that he'll convince us that in the pursuit of a particular thing, the aim and the objective of my pursuit is the reward that comes from that thing itself. Right? And not it preparing for my akhirah. And so, for example, I eat, I am full, I am happy. That should give me energy to do things that God wants from me, whether it is to go work or do other things. But that happiness is where shaitan just stops me and says, "Ooh, food made you happy. Keep eating." Right? And the pursuit of that hope changes from that hope of the pleasure of God to just eating now. That's it. And that's why people get stuck in that, right? All they can think about is food. We work to get paid. Getting paid brings me happiness. That getting paid allows me to give charity, allows me to provide for my family, allows me to do all of these things. But now that I'm happy with getting paid, my ultimate goal in life becomes to get paid, however I can, wherever I can, no matter what shortcuts I have to do, right? The aim and the objective of life changes. Even when in spirituality, you know, I think we have to be very careful in matters of spirituality, that when I do something that I know is liked by God, yeah, and in that act, if I feel spiritual, tingles, I get tingles, you know, if I am not careful, the next time I do that act, it will not be for getting closer to God, but it would be to experience that same spiritual high again. And Shaitan just switched my intention and my hope changed. And this happens, right? This happens, right? The first time we went for ziyarat, the first time we went for hajj, the spiritual tingles that we get, unmatched, unmatched. And so the next time we go, we are disappointed that I didn't feel that same spiritual tingle. And that's because my goal wasn't the ziyarat, it was to feel that spiritual tingle. You understand? The hope changed. And that's the trick of Shaitan. We have to be so careful about this. Shaitan's not only going to do this to us in material things. Shaitan's going to come after us in these spiritual things, in these religious things, because that's where he wants to poke the greatest holes, right? And this is what we have to be very careful about, this distraction from the goal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have hope in, which is akhirah. But Shaitan switches that so that our hope is in dunya. Our seventh Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam, salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, he says really beautifully, he says, Ya Hisham, so this is, you know, if you go and if you Google, this is the conversation the seventh Imam has with Hisham. One day we can go into it, but like it's long advice. It's his companion. You find it in the book Tuhaf al-Uqul. It's a fabulous advice, but this is part of that advice where he says, Ya Hisham, innal aqil al-labib man taraka ma la taqata lahu bihi. He says a true intelligent person is the one who avoids that which they cannot do. It's amazing, yeah? Like, we have to realize, right? Like, I'm not going to become a millionaire at the blink of an eye. It's not going to happen, right? I'm not going to have my mortgage paid off by tomorrow, like Allah just send like 500,000 down, like in some, you know? It's not going to happen. So why spend all this time like thinking about that? I can pray for it, say, Ya Allah, I'd like to have my mortgage paid off, right? But to say that, Ya Allah, if you do this and then do that and then do it, and then so I will waste my time in these hopes, right? Again, this is different than making dua. I want us to be able to distinguish that. So yeah, I wanted my mortgage paid off, right? You know, the first time I made that dua, in 3 months, I had to sell that house and buy another house. And God's like, you see, your mortgage is paid off. And now I have to be even more specific in my duas, you know? Ya Allah, I want the mortgage paid off without having to move to another house. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala. God's beautiful, yeah? You sometimes get exactly what you ask for, you know? He says, Oh Hisham, the true intelligent one is the one who avoids that which they cannot do. He says, most of sawab, most of correct behavior lies in opposing one's passions. Because for those who depend upon hopes, their deeds will always be worse. Yeah? Don't depend on hopes. Act with what you have now. Right? Because hope of this might happen and this, Baba, you got to work to get these things to happen. But me forgetting the work and just hoping is what Shaitan's wanting. Because all he wants is a delay. He wants a delay in that action. So these are just some of the things, right? And again, I want us to understand that this is not an exhaustive list, but it needs to make, what we need to realize is that, not just realize, I think we realize it, but we need to not forget that Shaitan is just waiting to attack. Just waiting to attack, right? And again, I quote this verse from the Quran, from Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 17, where Shaitan says to Allah, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شِمَالِهِمْ, that I will attack them from the front and the back and the right and the left. This is him telling God, I'm going to constantly attack them. And he says, وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, and you will not find many who are grateful to you, Allah. Yeah? And this is the reality. We forget that shaitan is this manifest enemy coming all the time. Attack, 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 right? And oftentimes when we have these ideas or these thoughts that come into our head, we deflect, we blame, we point the finger. But point the finger at shaitan right away. You know, right away. And then realize that there is something that we have to do.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.